Today is Tuesday, April 23rd, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is School Bus Driver Appreciation Day. It's National Lost Dog Awareness Day. It's National Take a Chance Day. National Picnic Day. Picnic. It's also National Talk Like Shakespeare Day. And it's National Cherry Cheesecake Day. I don't think I'll be eating any cherry cheesecake today because it's not in my calorie allotment. Well, it could be. Anything could be in my calorie allotment. But cheesecake is very, as Noom would call it, calorically dense. And you want to eat foods that are not calorically dense. Or you want to eat more foods that are not calorically dense. I think that's what they said. Anyway, whatever they said, that you want to avoid the foods that have a lot of calories for a small amount of food, and then eat more of the ones that have a lot of food for a smaller amount of calories, basically. Obviously, nutrition is involved there as well. You want them to be nutritious and delicious and all that kind of good stuff. I'm also not going to have a picnic today. Picnic. I don't know why I keep saying picnic. I'm not going to have a picnic today. I don't like to eat outside. There are bugs. It's hot or cold, or it's not conducive to eating outside. I prefer to eat inside. When there are restaurants that have outside, like balconies or decks or any sort of table, I never will choose the outside because I'm going to be uncomfortable somehow. Like I said, either the temperature is going to be weird, it's going to be too sunny and I'm going to get a sunburn while trying to eat, or I'm not going to be able to see the other people at the table because I'm squinting because the sun is so bright, or it's raining, or it's cold, or there are bugs. It takes a very idyllic situation for it to be comfortable to eat outside. And just, it's very, not very often that happens. And so I'm not a fan of eating outside. Speaking of Lost Dog Awareness Day, when we had had Sydney for, I don't know, it wasn't very long, maybe a year, she used to try to get out of the yard all the time. And we had started getting a service to mow our lawn at that point. And so that was a second problem, because when we would go to work, you know, we had trained her to use the doggy door and go use the bathroom outside. And so we come home from work one day and Sydney is nowhere to be found. And we were just heartbroken. We walked and walked and walked all over the place and called her and couldn't find her. And Mark and I, neither one are very, I don't know, we don't like talking to strangers, or, you know, stranger danger. No, I mean, we don't like small talk. We don't like talking to people we don't know. We get nervous about it. And we called my mom and she said, well, what you need to do is walk around the neighborhood and knock on all your neighbors' doors and then, you know, ask them, have they seen Sydney? And you have pictures of her, so just like show them a picture. And I said, well, I don't feel comfortable walking around. So my mom came over and she started walking around the neighborhood, and she got around about halfway around the block, knocked on a door. The lady came to the door. They had found Sydney and thought that they were just going to keep her because they didn't know who she belonged to. We don't put a collar on Sydney because she gets mats in her hair if we keep a collar on her. And so we didn't have a collar on her. And we put a collar on her when we walk her, but we just didn't expect her to get out of the yard, basically. But what had happened was the lawn mowing people had been there, and we think she got out while they were mowing the lawn. And that's what we think happened, because we came home and, you know, anyway, she wasn't there. So bottom line, and the lawnmower people were there that day. So what are you going to do? So we have experience with a lost dog, but luckily we got her back and she is still with us through a lot of drama and sickness and health and all those kind of things. So anyway, I'm so irritated today. I work. It's boring. I don't want to get into it, but work was just, first of all, it's very busy and I feel like I never have time to get everything done that I need to get done. There are so many, I have so many responsibilities at work and I'm a product manager. I mean, they pay me well, so I can't really complain. I am complaining, but I can't really complain. But I have so many responsibilities and I have so many different products that I'm under or I'm over. And there are no, I'm a product manager, which technically is supposed to drive strategy. And then you're supposed to have a product owner for each product. But, and then, you know, the product manager can direct the strategy, but the product owner gets in the weeds with every product and says, okay, are we delivering feature X, Y, Z, et cetera, right? Well, we don't have that in my team. We have product managers and then engineering teams, but there's no product owner on the engineering teams. And so the product managers have to end up being both a product manager and a product owner. I know this is riveting, right? So it ends up creating a lot of work and I have multiple products. And we're in the middle of planning for Q2, which starts technically Thursday of next week. And I just have so much to do and so many meetings to attend. And I probably had 7 meetings today. And that's only probably a medium amount of meetings for me. And then at the end of the day, we had our staff meeting with my boss and all of the other product managers. And she's like, we're going to start working on our product pitches or whatever. And the story around our products. And we're going to present to each other and we're going to give feedback. And we're going to start with Adam. And Adam, I need you to have the testing presentation ready for next Monday's meeting. And we're going to all give you feedback. Well, first of all, and not that that's unrealistic of her to say that she wants this, but since I've been a product manager, I have created so, they want a slide deck. It's always a slide deck. And she's already told me that I'm great at presenting. Like I'm really good at presenting, which I know I'm a podcaster, of course. I'm good at talking to people. But I struggle with creating slide decks that these stupid ass people will understand. And that are pretty enough. And all of this, it is just a pain in the butt. And we don't have an agreed upon format that all the product managers use. And so the other thing is I'm supposed to come up with, you know, basically come up with my own format and then get critiqued. And I do not handle criticism very well. As a people pleaser, I do everything in my life to avoid criticism. I want validation. So it just put me in a bad mood, and now I'm in a bad mood. It is what it is. Now I'm in a bad mood. I'm going to think about it for the next week until I have to do this. I have to create another or take old slide decks and cobble them together to create some kind of story around my product. And I'm not saying it's not something that a product manager should be able to do. I'm just saying I'm overworked. I refuse to work at night or on the weekends unless absolutely necessary. If I have a deadline and I've like something is due tomorrow, I will work. But I'm not going to. And the only way I could get caught up with everything is to consistently work at night. And I'm not going to do it. I'm just not. Anyway, so, but they pay me well. So I'm just gonna bitch to my listeners. There you go. I'm so sorry that I'm unloading on all of you, but I'm in a pissy mood. We were talking about the weekend, and I have no idea what I feel like I covered Saturday. I'm not even really sure at this point. Again, I need that AI assistant that's gonna tell me what I talked about yesterday. But we'll rehash a few things. So Saturday we played Pokemon. We What else did we do on Saturday? We played Pokemon. I worked out. We had restaurant of the week, but I believe that was lunch. Yep, I talked about that. We went to this place. Oh, and I had that curry that was really good, and I was proud of myself because I tried something new. And then in the evening, I cooked dinner, I want to say, because I was trying to save calories, and we just started planning, doing more planning. We didn't start. We did more planning for our vacation. And Sunday, I had church. I mowed the lawn because I haven't picked a lawn company. I mowed, edged, weed-eated, and blew. and we did more planning. We've planned days or stops 1, 2, 3, and 4. We still have to plan 5 and 6. So we've got, we've still got 5. There are only 5 stops. So we've got most of our Norway planned and booked. And now we've got to do Bruges, Belgium. And then we'll be done with this July trip. But then we got to start planning the October trip. So lots of planning to do. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.